There has never been a queen who did not wear pearls. It's a 1,000-year-old tradition for queens to do so. The king and queen had a very close relationship when she was young. The king always found time for his daughter, despite the fact that he was busy governing the country. On each of the queen's birthdays, her father, King George VI, gave her an exquisite platinum chain to which he added 2 pearls. Immediately after succeeding to the throne, the queen had her favorite pearl necklace fashioned with grated pearls and a diamond clasp. The queen wore pearls on her wedding day in 1947. She opted for a stunning 2-strand creation made up of 2 distinct necklaces and some of the queen's oldest pearls. She wore a similar necklace to announce her engagement to Prince Philip. Following the death of her husband, the queen was known to wear pearls or other neutral-colored jewelry. She wore pearl strands for the rest of her life, and some believe they were supposed to represent tears. The queen's pearl collection is extensive, ranging from basic single-strand pieces to an elaborate 6-strand necklace gifted to her on a visit to Qatar. She wore several necklaces, but her favorite was a 3-strand traditional version made with family heirloom pearls. Royal ladies have worn pearls at funerals for many years, carrying on a long-standing tradition. Throughout her reign, the late Queen Elizabeth wore pearls to the funerals of King George, her father, Princess Diana, and Princess Margaret. Princess Diana, she was also seen wearing pearls during Giovanni Versace's funeral, sporting a single strand of these significant stones. Queen Elizabeth II thought the jewelry was most fitting. She wished to wear pearls every day, like her mother and grandmother had done before her. She gave her children and grandchildren pearls on their birthday every year, so that by the time that they were 18 years old and adult, they would have enough for a pearl necklace of their own. Pearls are appropriate to wear in evenings or formal settings where larger pearls or pearl and diamond earrings are the norm. Larger pearls, in a more eye-catching arrangement, are the perfect finishing touch for a party dress or casual formal attire. Pearls can be worn any time of day or night. They can always be relied on to behave properly. Only emeralds, rubies, sapphires, and diamonds have expirations or certain times that you should wear them. Wearing pearl bracelets, necklaces, and earrings all at once with casual attire is discouraged, though, since it may overpower your appearance and make you appear overdressed. Her Majesty was a very modest woman at heart. She rarely wore much more than her basic Welsh gold wedding band and pearl earrings. Because Her Majesty's life has always been about the legacy of the royal family in the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth, the majority of the Queen's jewelry is unlikely to be interred with her. According to royal experts, Queen Elizabeth will be buried wearing 2 prized pieces of jewelry, her gold wedding band and a pair of pearl earrings. The Queen will be laid to rest at the King George Memorial Chapel, a wing of the main church where her parents and sister Princess Margaret's ashes were interred. The casket of Prince Philip will be moved to join the Queen. These are Interesting Things with JC.